Okay, so everybody, welcome back to Yeshiva. Welcome to Yeshiva, whichever one is appropriate for you right now. It's just a heads up that I speak Divrei Torah because it's mechayev for me to learn and to teach. It does not mean you have to stay and listen. It means you can grab your breakfast and go to stay there, and that's 100% fine. I was in college for 4 years. I know what it's like. There's a million things to do every single morning, and somehow we still are supposed to be at Seder at 9 o'clock, especially when Minyan ends at the time that it does. And you stand even later. Don't worry. It's possible. Okay, fine. Baruch Hashem. Last week's parasha, I'll just finish last week's parasha. I missed a day at the end of last semester, halacha I wanted to mention. And then the last week's parasha, in the middle of the parasha, it says, before the Aseret Dibirot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us in the Torah, Vayidaber Elohim, et kol ha'devarim ha'ele, and then it says, Leimor. So the Midrash Tanchuma in Parashat Yitro, in Siman Tetvav, has a very interesting halacha that it learns. The fact that first it says, Vayidaber Elohim, and then it says, Leimor. Well, whom was HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to? That first he spoke, and then he said to us. So the Midrash tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to himself. Hashem took time to prepare the Aseret HaDibirot before he shared them with the world. He took the time to prepare and to practice over Matan Torah before he actually gave the shiur, the best shiur in the world. It's a big musar to all of us. The Midrash tells us further that Mikan, you learn from here that a Ben Torah, once they get up and say a Devar Torah, has to prepare 2-3 times. Really, whatever it is that helps him get ready, has to prepare 2-3 times before he gets up and shares the Devar Torah. So much so that Rabbi Akiva was once called up to read the Torah. And he said, no, it's okay. Back then they used to read each one his own aliyah. So Rabbi Akiva said, I can't do it today, I'm sorry. And they said, what do you mean, Rabbi? Kiyem chayenu v'orech yamenu. You told us that. It's like, you are the one who exemplifies the meaning of that pasuk. You don't want to read the Torah? So Rabbi Akiva says, I didn't prepare. I didn't prepare the Torah. What am I supposed to do? I'm sorry, I'll do it another time. So he learns, and he learns it based on this halakha, that if a person wants to say a Devar Torah b'fnei the tzibur, he has to prepare appropriately, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared his Devar Torah. It's a musar to all of us, that we want to share something with the rest of us, that we should prepare appropriately so that it sounds good, it comes out well. You have the right hand motions when you take public speaking class. Once you get to reads, you'll see. And when you're in the speaker program, you have to. There's a whole thing. You have to go with the left hand, the right hand, and put it together. You have to practice that. Otherwise, you're not gonna. People aren't gonna. It's a whole thing. You'll see. You'll understand what later. Bezat Hashem. Speak as slowly. It depends on the type of people you're speaking with. Whatever it is, you have to prepare appropriately so that you know what you're saying and that they understand. So Bezat Hashem, tomorrow we'll prepare. I'll prepare a little bit more, and we'll finally begin Hilchot Zimun. I was going to start today, but my brother-in-law got engaged last night, and I didn't prepare for that. So it was kind of okay. Bezat Hashem, but because you Chacham Yanav Rosho, I should have realized that it would happen. I almost only told the night before, and I should have prepared Hilchot Zimun the night before. But because I didn't do that, so we'll have to learn about preparing first today, and then tomorrow, hopefully, we'll learn actual halacha. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen v'amen.